All right, in the gospel today, it says, so if I, the Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet, for I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. In Logan, West Virginia, they really emphasize that demo that Jesus did for us, and they really wanted us to demo to the kids there what Jesus taught us. I was personally in the OSC group, which was the sports camp for kids. In daily, we played sports, and then followed by hours and hours of basketball and football. We would get together and do something called huddles, which was essentially like a time of prayer at the end of every day. And Joe, who was the leader of OSC, he really demoed to me how to be a leader, how to like, take control of those kids, and how to, you know, influence them through God's word. So he demoed to me. And, you know, when I started to learn that demoing and, like, how that all worked out, I really tried to work with some of the older boys that were at the OSC group and try to show them how to demo to other kids the same message that he had given to us. It was interesting. Because, you know, at first, a lot of the kids weren't very responsive. I think the majority of them were between 12 and 14. So we were older, but for the most part, we were bigger ones. So, you know, it's hard to tell if he's 6'2", you know, this is me. You know, he's towering over you. But, you know, it worked. And throughout the week, they adapted and they started to work, you know. And I think one of the coolest things that happened was throughout the week there were kids that, you know, you would call them to pray and they would still be shooting the basketball in the background. They wouldn't really be with you. Like, if you told them to come, they'd kind of come, you know, hold on to the ball for 2 seconds, you know, start dribbling again, throw away and go, you know, shoot some more baskets. Because to them, I mean, basketball is what they do. And that is pretty much, I'd say that's the reason that they were there. They weren't there to hear us talk. So us being able to talk to them was a gift in itself. And even the bigger gift in it was that by the end of the week, the kids, they were participating and leading it themselves. And they had a great program set up there where by the end of the week, there was opportunity for the kids to really have, you know, their own voice in things and how things were. And that was just so cool to see, you know, it's how that worked, you know. Jesus demoed to Joe demoed to us, and we could demo to them. How, you know, how God works, how He interacts love, and all that. How it affects everything. And you know, as a youth group, I'd say we succeeded in that everywhere during the trip. And one of our goals was to try to bring back here to Sussex. Because the Word of God is fulfilling, rewarding, it's amazing. So I'd like to, you know, say first of all, thank you to all the guys that came on the chair, because it was amazing. They demoed to us, you know, showed us God's way. And, you know, we loved it. It was an amazing trip. And, yeah, it,